You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time for a little Rangers baseball chat. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., well, midpoint in the month of January, just a smidge better than a month ago, till guys start reporting to Arizona. So let's delve in and make some predictions about this year. And so I'll throw a couple of things your way, and we'll see what you think. As an example, last year's team, nobody hit 30 home runs. In 2016, will there be a 30-homer Ranger?
Yeah, I think Prince Fielder will be a little better this year. I think after the year, the comeback year, and regaining his swing and regaining his power, I think he's got a chance to take a next step up. So I'll go with Prince Fielder. And my dark horse is Rougned Odor. This guy can really swing the bat, and he might shock you with a 30 home run season.
No, that probably would be a little surprising. What about Moreland? Could Mitch Moreland get to 30?
Yeah, I think he can, but I think the Rangers would rather him hit less home runs and hit for a higher average, use all the fields.
And, you know, not to move the conversation too far away from predictions, but it seems like the ballpark is playing a little differently in recent years with some of the changes. Do you think that is directly related to those changes and, you know, the wind flow and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I think when they opened up the back of the home plate stands and put in that big entrance there that allowed the wind to kind of escape out the back door, or actually I guess you'd call it the front door, I think David's definitely a different ballpark. It's definitely not the home run ballpark that we saw, you know, for about 10 years.
Do you like it better this way?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's much better. It's a much more fair ballpark. Not the big sluggy matches. A lot more baseball being played than a slow pitch softball game.
Yeah. All right, I agree. On the pitching side, you know, Cole Hamels was such a delight. 7-1 after coming over in the trade and his 12 starts. Is this guy, you know, potential 20-game winner this year?
Oh, I think he's a potential 20-game winner, but that's a much higher standard than it used to be because of the five-man rotations. But I think with the Rangers' bullpen being as good as it is, I think that would really give him a chance to win 20, get 32, 34 starts, and have a bullpen that can hold up a lead. I think he's got a pretty good chance of winning 20 games.
What about Colby Lewis? Will he get 17 wins again this year?
He got a lot of run support last year. I'll say the over-under him is 14.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Bullpen guy, Sean Tolleson with 35 saves. You know, these things are so dependent on so many outside variables. But Tolleson, a 40-save closer this year?
Could be, but I think with the Rangers' bullpen depth being what it is, I think that there's a good chance that he'll be at 35 and they'll give more opportunities to guys like Tom Wilhelmson and Sam Dyson, guys like that. So I think they'll loosen his load a little bit and give other guys opportunities.
Yeah, speaking of Sam Dyson, give me a little sense what you think he's capable of doing and how you think they'll use him this year.
I think he'll be their setup guy and their backup closer. You know, he's 98 miles an hour with that hard slider. I don't know if he's ready for a closer role without maybe a strikeout pitch, but he's definitely an overpowering guy overwhelming guy with the sinker. So I think he'll be like an eighth inning guy.
Keona Kayla, a big contributor again this year?
Oh yeah, you know, hopefully the elbow will hold up, but with his stuff, this guy's got a very high ceiling, and they got a lot of great arms in that bullpen. This is as deep a bullpen as I've ever seen anywhere, Rangers or otherwise.
Yeah, I mean we could play this game all day long. We'd run out of time talking about all these guys in the pen. So back to the position side of it, and I think one of the great questions, or at least a certainly a meaningful question is going to be in the outfield. Two guys really jump to mind. How much production and how much can Josh Hamilton play? And then does Delino DeShields repeat anywhere near what he did last year? Let's start with Hamilton. I'll put Hamilton at 120 starts. More or less than that, do you figure?
I'd like to say more because we all love Josh, but, you know, I think it's possible, but if you had to wager, I'd say probably less.
Yeah. Now, do you think he's capable of, let's say, 20, 25 home runs?
Oh, definitely. If he's out there, he'll hit the ball out of the ballpark. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if he's healthy, he'll produce. He's got to stay healthy.
Okay, Delino DeShields, last year, you know, nearly a .345 on base percentage. Can he eclipse that this year or meet that again this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a better year. I think this is a smart kid, comes from a baseball background, knows how to play the game, knows how to make adjustments, knows how to use his experience. I think he had to adapt to the full-time role, the 162-game season. But, yeah, Dave, I think this guy's going to be better this year.
No, I love that thinking. I mean, you always worry about that sophomore slump or jinx, but I'm kind of with you on this one. I do think that he could still even improve a little bit on what he did last year, although he was awfully good. But in that vein, he was such the surprise last year. And, I mean, a Rule 5 guy, who knew if he'd even break camp with the team, let alone – produce as much as he did. Can you identify a guy, and it could be a position player, it could be a pitcher of some kind, who might emerge in that similar sort of surprising way this year?
For the Rangers?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I think Wugnet Odor could emerge into an all-star this year. I mean, the guy can really hit. He's got some power. He knows how to play the game. He's an excellent defensive player. He's improved every year. I think Rougned Odor could be one of the better Rangers' better offensive players. And then another guy that people are forgetting about is Ryan Rua, the young kid who had the ankle injury last year and really never found it again. But going into the season, he was their opening day left fielder. He's a guy who knows how to hit. He's hit before. I mean, he's a guy who might step up and surprise some people. I think people have forgotten about Ryan Rua.
Yeah, that's a good name to throw out there. I don't know how much you dig into FanGraphs, but they recently projected the 2016 season, so there's hardly any reason for us to go out and play it. They have the Rangers at 81-81 in 2016 and third place in the division. I don't know. I want you to necessarily make a prediction on that, but how does that strike you?
Sounds like they have the Rangers ranked higher this year than they did the Royals going into last season, so that's a good sign for the Rangers. I think the Royals were predicted to have a losing record and finish like fourth place, so looks like the Rangers are in for a great year.
All right, I like that. So better than 81 wins. Can they, for the third time, I think, in franchise history, can they repeat as division champs?
You know, Dave, we've talked about it all winter. This is a team that can swing wildly. I mean, there's so many question marks and so much talent. You know, you touch on Josh Hamilton and Colby Lewis. You know, how good are they going to be? Do they still have it? Are they going to be able to stay on the field? You know, is Odor going to take the next step? The Shields, you know, is Beltre going to hold up? You know, can Prince Fielder really improve on last year? I mean, you know, Fangraphs is a very respectable website and very knowledgeable guys working there. But you know, with the Rangers, it's almost impossible to predict. I mean, this team could win 90 games. This team could lose 90 games. There's just so many variables and so many guys out there that you really can't put a real strong finger on how they're going to do. It's really hard to pick this team right now.
Do you have a hunch?
Well, my hunches are terrible. If I had a crystal ball, I'd be picking the winning Powerball numbers right now.
1.5 billion, TR, it could be you.
I'm hoping.
Well, listen, we'll tune in again next week to see if you did get it. But good stuff. You got probably more predictions in this week than anybody else. We'll come back and grade it maybe in a couple of months. All right, there he goes. T.R. Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.